Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So we have to talk about Alicia Silverstone.
Which isn't being done enough.
It's not being done at all, actually.
Well, okay.
And we'll get to a theory that I have in a second. But she's a star of Clueless. And Clueless, if you don't know, was one of probably the most popular, if not important films of the 90s as far as like...
For teens.
For teen pop culture.
It was like it was iconic
everything.
For teens.
Yeah. And she posted a video of herself yesterday walking down the street in England, and she is holding something in her hand that she has pulled off of a plant, and it looks like a little cherry tomato. That is that's all you need to know visually for this. Here's the audio of the video.
Okay, I've discovered something that I can't figure out what it is, and I need your help. I just bit into it because I was on the street and we were discussing whether this was a tomato or not. It's definitely.
First of all, don't call it a tomato.
Also, did she hiccup?
Yeah.
Okay.
we'll get to that in a second too. But yeah, don't call it a tomato.
Definitely not, because look at these leaves. Those are the leaves. So what the heck is this? Because when you open it up, it looks like that. And if I bite it.
And she does, again.
I don't think you're supposed to eat this. But it's almost like a pepper. Does anyone know what this is? I don't know what it is. I need someone to tell me. I'm in England.
Yeah. That is called a Jerusalem cherry, and they are poisonous.
Oh, my.
What?
The internet quickly told her what it was and said, go to a hospital!
Are they that? Look up Jerusalem cherry and see how poisonous they are.
I have it right here. So the Jerusalem cherry is in the nightshade family.
No!
Wow.
Yes. And it does look like little cherry tomatoes. So they do. But first of all, let's assume that they are cherry tomatoes. Don't pick somebody else's. It wasn't growing wild. It was growing in somebody's front stoop because she's like in London. Don't pick somebody else's.
It was like their side yard and the fence had slats in it. So it was sort of growing out a little bit, I guess.
Okay. And it can be deadly. Now, the good news is, as of right now, Alicia Silverstone is alive.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I can't lose another one.
In fact, she also said, she posted out there, thanks for everybody's concern. I'm doing okay. I didn't have, I think she said maybe some stomach issues, but she had nothing.
She okay, said basically. She did?
She had maybe some slight stomach issues. Okay. But nothing major happened to her. Okay. But I did have a thought as I'm watching this video of Alicia Silverstone eating a poisonous pepper or cherry or whatever it is. This kind of gave me Katie vibes.
What do you mean?
Let me explain, okay?
Why are you laughing?
Because I want to hear his explanation.
Okay. Well,
good recovery. If we were walking down the street and you saw cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
And you said, yeah, I'm going to eat one of those cherry tomatoes. I'm hungry. Or something like that.
Okay.
And anybody were to say, well, you don't know that that's a cherry tomato. What's the worst that could happen? I can hear Katie saying, what's the worst that could happen? Pluck, pop, chew, swallow, hospital.
Okay. So, first and foremost, here's why you're wrong and slash how dare you. Okay. I wouldn't eat something that was a plant by the sidewalk because I would assume dogs have peed on it.
Oh, that's a great point.
So I wouldn't just pop something in my mouth and be like, no, look, it is a cherry tomato. Maybe I'd squeeze it open to see or something like that.
Right, right.
Second, should you really talk about eating stuff that probably you shouldn't?
Like what?
Oh.
Like when you were in college and you'd get a pizza and you'd let it sit out for days and then you'd sprinkle water on it and then put it in the microwave and you said it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I recooked the cheese. It's fine.
Ew.
Right.
It was fine, I said.
How was that side of mold?
There was no mold on it.
Oh.
No. I mean, you probably just couldn't see it. I've seen there you might have also. Been Listeria. These are all pizza related. pizza box sat out at a radio station. You came in, took a slice.
Yeah, I did take a slice. Sure.
I've seen you eat cookies out of the garbage.
Listen, just because I'm saying that this gave me Katie vibes doesn't mean that it didn't also have some Gavin vibes on it, too.
Okay, well, it seemed like you were prepared to leave that out.
And here's what I want to say one more thing about Alicia Silverstone. As we all said earlier, we don't talk about her enough.
No.
Do we think that she ingested a poisonous vegetable in hopes that people would just talk about her again?
She's not that good at PR. And if she was, we would have been talking about her before now.
If you have thoughts on it, you can always text him 916-909-1065.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.